Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to review with us today?
Hi everyone, my name is Marie. Saturdays are great, Peter.
That's right. You can sleep in and relax, maybe stay up late, watch a movie. Oh, I know. You can play some games with some friends.
That is true, but this is also a time when we can review together. Friends, let's watch all of our lessons right now.
Good morning, Taylor.
Hello, James.
Do you cook or bake?
Yes, I do. Both are fun.
I need help with a new peach cupcake recipe. Can you help me?
Sure. I often bake cupcakes.
The recipe makes a dozen cupcakes, but I want 2 dozen cupcakes.
That's quite a lot of cupcakes.
Alex, are you busy?
Hi, James. No, I'm not busy now.
Great. Can you help me?
Sure.
Can you come shopping with me?
Sure. What do you need?
I need ingredients for cupcakes.
Let's shop in the supermarket.
Do they have all the ingredients for cupcakes?
Yes, they have...everything.
That picture is very good.
Thanks. I drew it.
I have an idea. Do you have some time after work?
Yes, I have a little bit of time.
A couple of minutes are better than none.
That's true. What do you need?
Can you help James and I draw designs to decorate our cupcakes?
Sure. That sounds fun.
These are great cupcakes. I like the purple and white designs.
Me too. They taste terrific too.
I know. This is my second one.
How many cupcakes are left?
11.
But James and Taylor made 24.
I ate 2. You ate 2. Alex took 3.
Susie and Taylor each ate 1. That's 9 cupcakes.
Who ate the other 4?
James.
Hi, Alex. Why are you wearing that sweater?
Oh, hi, Susie. I'm going skiing.I have a new coat, too.
Skiing? I love skiing. Can I go with you?
Sure. That's a great idea. Maybe you can teach me to ski.
Wait, you don't know how to ski?
Well, no. But I learned quickly.
You're going to love it!
Do you like skiing, James?
Sure, it's fun.
Me too, but I like cross-country skiing best.
Alex and Susie are downhill skiing today. I'm jealous.
I'm scared. Alex can't ski.
Skiing can be dangerous, but he is safe with Susie.
I hope so.
And Alex has an extra sweater.
Why?
So he won't get hurt when he falls.
Okay, Alex, are you ready for the next hill?
I think so, Susie. But I'm falling down a lot.
Don't worry, Alex. People always fall when they're learning.
I know, but I'm also getting tired.
Stop making excuses. Let's get back up the mountain.
Why are you so confident?
I ski a lot, so I seldom fall.
Someday I'll be as good as you.
Hey, Linda, did Alex like downhill skiing?
Yes, he and Susie had a marvelous time.
Did you ask if he wants to go skiing again?
Yes, he said it was harder than he thought, but he still wants to go again.
So the extra sweater was a good idea?
Yes, I guess so.
Maybe we should go skiing sometimes.
Sure, that sounds fun. But let's invite Alex and Susie too.
Friends, I'm Campbell. Welcome to E-Report. I was just listening to some music on my phone. Do you like to listen to music? What kind of music do you like to listen to? I like to listen to all kinds of music, but there is one kind of music that I really enjoy. It's called a cappella. Have you heard of it? Actually, I have some friends in an a cappella group. They're really, really good. And they're having a practice today. Let's go visit them and I can show you why a cappella is so great. Come on.
A cappella music is singing without instruments. Someone can sing a cappella on their own or in a group. When people sing a cappella music in a group, people can use their voices, their mouths, and their bodies to create sounds like instruments. And then, someone will sing the melody along with the other voices. When people sing a cappella really well, it can sound amazing. It's not easy to sing a cappella well. It takes a lot of practice.
Everyone, these are my friends. They're part of an a cappella group called The Wanted, and they are amazing. They travel around the world singing a cappella music. And you know what else? They have even won some competitions. Isn't that fantastic? And they are so good. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Dory.
I'm Yun. We sing soprano.
I'm Jerry, I sing alto.
I'm Robert, I sing tenor.
I'm Jason, I sing bass.
Hello everyone, I'm Terry, I'm a beatboxer.
Everyone in an a cappella group sings a different part, and each one of them is very important. When they sing together, it sounds amazing. So, we have Dory and Yun, and they sing soprano. Sopranos are women with high voices. Moving on, Jerry sings alto. An alto is a woman with a low voice. That was pretty easy. Robert sings tenor. Tenors are men with high voices. Too high. Jason sings bass. Basses are men with low voices. Too low. All right, and we have Terry. Now, Terry has a really cool job. Terry is the beatboxer. Now, a beatboxer makes noise with his mouth, and it sounds like drums. Can you show them?
Okay.
this. Sorry. Well, hey, I have some exciting news. My friends, the Wanted, have asked me to sing a song with them today. I can't wait. But as you can tell, I need a lot of practice. So I better go practice with them. And you can join us a little later, okay? Yeah.
Every person in an a cappella group is important. To sing a cappella, usually someone will arrange some music. Sometimes they will figure out the parts by ear. This means they learn the parts by listening and singing. Nothing is written down. Other times, there is actually music that someone has arranged. Someone has written parts out on a sheet of music. The singers read the music and learn their parts. One of the most important things to singing a cappella is blending. Even though everyone sings a different part, they need to sing together, and no one's voice should stick out. When you listen to good a cappella singing, all the voices should mix together well. Just like this. Good a cappella groups don't just stand still and sing. Good a cappella groups often will include movements into their performances. As they sing their songs, they will either dance or move around the stage. This also takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of skill to sing and move at the same time. You must know your movements well, and you also need to move with everyone. Also, as you sing, you must stay in tune. If you sing off-key, the music can sound really bad. This is why many a cappella groups practice a lot.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, ba 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 ba. It might sound crazy what I'm about to say. Ba 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 ba. Sunshine, cheese, ear, you can take a break. Ba ba ba. That was so much fun. Thanks for letting me practice and sing with you guys today. All right, friends, we're out of time. We hope you enjoyed listening to this a cappella music with The Wanted and Campbell. And remember, just
like a cappella music. In life, we are all different, but when we can come together and work together, we can create some beautiful music. We'll see you next time right here on E-Report. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Because I'm cappella music to be
okay, everyone, now it's time to review some questions. You can answer at home, but Marie here will answer with me here.
That's right. So, what is the first review question today?
Well, we talked about food and baking cupcakes. We learned the word dozen. What is a dozen of eggs?
A dozen of eggs. Ah, I know. This means there are 12 eggs.
Okay. What about a baker's dozen?
A baker's dozen? I don't know. 8, 9?
No, actually, baker's dozen means 12 plus 1. You don't really need to know that, but a baker's dozen is 13.
Oh, very interesting. All right, well, here is a hard question. Who ate the most cupcakes?
That's an easy question. Alex always eats the most.
No.
Oh, what?
Wrong answer. Try again, Peter.
All right, well, then it has to be James.
That's right. All right, well, let's talk about tea. How do teas get different flavors?
Do they add flavor?
Try again, Peter.
Oh, I know. The tea leaves have different flavors because they're grown from and processed differently.
Perfect. All right, friends. Well, Peter did great, but right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back to the show. This is our review show. Well, friends, you did the right thing by joining us today to review.
Yes, you did. Well, right now, let's continue by looking at those features together.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. How are you today? I'm doing well. I'm just relaxing and doing a number puzzle. Are you good with numbers? I enjoy numbers. Did you know that in English, the numbers we count with and the numbers we talk about order with are different? Let me show you.
In English, when we count, we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1 apple, 2 apples, 3 children, 4 children. But what if we want to talk about order? For example, in a race, the person who runs the fastest gets first place. First place is number 1. After first place is second place. Second place is number 2. What about number 3? Number 3 is third. Then there's fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. Do you hear the difference? Let's review. When we count in English, we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. When we talk about order, we say first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and 10th. Practice these numbers and you will become more familiar with them.
Yay! I finished my puzzle. Numbers really are fun. Sometimes when you're learning a new language, the words for numbers might be a little hard to remember. But that's okay. The more you use them, the more you will remember them. So friends, practice, practice, practice. Thanks for visiting today. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about skiing. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Ms. Blanche Snow.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Blanche. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Blanche, I have a question today from Nina Shi of Denver, Colorado. Can you help us answer it?
I'll try.
Thank you. Nina writes, I have a silly question. I just moved to Denver from Hawaii. Many people in Denver like to ski. I have never skied before. How do people get from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain to ski down it?
That's not a silly question, Nina. It is a great question.
It is. So, Blanche, how do people get from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain to ski down it?
Easy. They use a ski lift.
A ski lift?
Yes.
Tell us more.
A ski lift is a machine. The machine carries skiers or snowboarders to the top of mountains.
How do ski lifts work?
There are different types of ski lifts. Some ski lifts have chairs. The chairs are attached to a cable. As the cable moves, the chairs move. People sit in the chairs and are carried to the top of the mountain.
I see. What other types of lifts are there?
There is a gondola lift. Gondola lifts also have cables, but the riders sit in a special box called a gondola. The box is completely closed, so it helps people feel safer.
Are there other types of lifts?
There are, but I don't think we have time to talk about them.
You're right. Well, thanks for answering our question, Blanche. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those conversations and features one more time? We know that listening to them and seeing them again is very important.
Yes, and you can come back every Saturday to review with us. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, and make sure to come back on Monday for a brand new lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.